Sunrise. We stand on the rim of an alien world. Looking out across a panorama of limitless space. Visions, dreams, fantasies unroll like a great scroll before our eyes. These are the stories of inner and outer space, futuristic fantasies from the realms of science fiction. You are about to experience one full hour of astounding and astonishing tales in Stars and Stuff.
It's a little red light. Be quiet.
Hi, I'm PJ Ort, back again with science fiction fantasy stories, some long, some short. This week, three stories. Yet another adventure with that fabulous trapper from Quebec, Rocket Pierre. Space Scoundrels. And part two of Boogie Woogie to the Stars and Bach Again, plus a thrilling occult detective story set in Tangier. It's called Tomorrow There Will Be Apricots. And now, take it away, Rocket Pierre!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition sequence.
Rocket Pierre, Trapper of the Stars.
Rocket Pierre! Rocket Pierre! Rocket Pierre!
Yes, kids, it's another thrilling adventure with the greatest hero in the solar system, the incredible Quebecois, Rocket Pierre, plus the charming Venusian, Little Frida, and the good Torontonian, Professor Flash Felix.
Rocket Pierre!
And now, for today's exciting adventure, Space Scoundrels. We join our daring trio aboard Rocket Pierre's trusty spacecraft. Little Frida is speaking.
It says here, in a quick and alive tourist guide to Saturn, that Saturn has 10 moons.
10? Mama Quebec, that is more moon than any planet you need, no?
Well, they've named them all. There's Titan, Mimas, Janus, Enceladus, Tethys, Hyperion, Phoebe. Whoops. Star Trapper Enterprises, Little Frida speaking. Yes? It's the Kuwait Extraterrestrial Zoo. They want you to catch a rhombus dump.
What?
Wait a minute. Oh, not just a common rhombus dump. They want you to catch a swift, sinewy Saturnian rhombus dump.
Let me have the phone. Hello, is Rocket Pierre? Oui, oui. No, no, never. No. The rumpus dump is the most fierce, the most bloodthirsty beast of beasts. No, no, I don't care how much you pay. 50,000 terra liter? No, no, still no, never!
Rocket, there appears to be a floundering merchant vessel off Star Bow.
Wait, wait. Oui, the vessel's something wrong, look like, eh?
They seem to be in trouble. Why, they're upside down.
Professor Flash, pull the ship alongside the vessel so they flounder.
Aye, aye, Rocket.
Attention, you two. The rumpus stump is tougher than the great Venusian warthog. He rump, he stump. He made Rocket Pierre flatter the cake pan. Answer to you is no, 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 never no.
Moving alongside.
Rocket Pierre, he opens the porthole. And call attention to the ship that's so flounder.
In position, Rocket.
Imposition? I do not impose upon them.
No, 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 no. He means We're in position. Position.
Ah, bon. I'm in the bullhorn.
Here you are.
Bon. Now I wait for the reply, huh? Ah, the reply with the goose horn. What is they say?
I have it in the code book. Three honks of the galactic goose horn. Let's see. The first honk means hands up. The second honk means do not try to move. And the third honk means a deadly laser cannon is pointing at your hull. Gringo.
Gringo?
And further, if you don't open the outer hatch, we'll cut you in two.
Mal de mer. Cut my beloved rocket ship in the two.
I say they're not kidding, Rocket.
Quick, Professor, what kind laser they have, eh?
I can see it from here. It says Chihuahua on the side.
Chihuahua, Mama Quebec, and oui. They have the most deadly of all the laser.
Oh, no. Do you mean...
That's right. They're equipped with deadly Mexican laser beams.
Alas, open the hatch.
And so under the threat of the powerful Mexican laser beams, Rocket Pierre is forced to admit the Space Banditos.
Reach for the stars, amigos!
I am Juan Dion.
And I am Pancho Ria.
We are the Space Banditos.
Back as the bladders Rocket Pierre she boil, eh?
Hey, cool down. Juan Dion and Pancho Ria mean no harm.
Simply look around for gringo souvenirs, eh, Pancho?
Don't move.
Our hero must accept the insults of these space scoundrels as they strip his ship and make off with the precious equipment.
Adios, amigos.
Muchas gracias.
They meet we shall again, for not only you insult Rocket Pierre, but you insult all Quebecois. Mama Quebec, she will be avenged.
That's what you think. Gringo Frog!
Gringo Frog?
The ravaged spacecraft limps into Saturn's central spaceport.
Well, I finished inventory. The scoundrels ripped off exactly 78,532 Terra-lira worth of equipment.
Boy, I hate to suggest this, but it sure looks like someone's gonna have to catch a Saturnian romp-a-stomp.
Alas, and mal de mer. I fear the rumpus stump, he make Rocket Pierre flat with much stump, like cover hole of the man.
What?
He means flat as a manhole cover.
Oh.
It's night now. We find ourselves searching Saturn's surface for the swift and sinewy Saturnian rumpus stump. The cold wind blows across Saturn's stark surface. The creepy moonlight cast by Saturn's many moons, the iridescent purplish mist that swirls across these barren plains, creates shadowed shapes of sinister subtlety.
This is an eerie planet, all right.
Does anyone know what a Saturnian rumpus stump looks like?
His fiercest a beast, with the great flat feet and the eyes all around the head. It's impossible to know if coming or going she is.
Generally, they're known as moss eaters.
Oh, that doesn't sound so bad.
That's misleading. They hide behind rocks, then leap out unexpectedly, landing feet first upon their prey, stomping it into a substance as flat as moss. That's why the early explorers thought they were moss eaters.
Ugh. How are we gonna catch this thing anyway?
Professor Flash, he designed the gadget incroyable.
Yes. We'll all fasten on a pair of these lovely spring shoes.
Spring shoes?
They're made from bed springs. They'll enable us to...
Oh, what was that? What was that?
Ark. It's maybe the beast.
We better hurry. These spring shoes will enable us to spring out of the way when the rompestonk tries to flatten us. The plan is...
The plan is we lead the pursuit back to the rocket ship and then...
Oh, it's getting closer.
And then the first one back to the ship opens the cargo hatch and the last one leaps aside at the last moment through and out the other side.
Then we close both the hatch and the beast is trapped inside.
That's supposed to work.
Suddenly, with a fierce bound and a heart-thumping snort, the swift and sinewy Rompa Stomp is upon them. The trio scatters as the Rompa Stomp bounds after them.
I say, who is trying to capture whom?
Dodging the great flat feet of the Rompa Stomp, the trio spring about. Over the rocky surface of Saturn they bound, the long snoot of the Rompa Stomp sneaking hot on their springy heels.
Quick! Do this ship with spring!
Reaching the rocket ship just ahead of the Rompa Stomp, little Frida flings open the cargo hatch. Professor Flash springs aside as the ugly beast bounds straight into the hole.
Got it.
Listen to that rocket. Oh, it sure does like it.
Well, Rocket, our plan went down without a flaw. Rocket? Rocket? Can you see him in the dark out there?
No, but I can hear him.
How does he hear?
Uh-oh. Rocket Pierre, are you all right in there?
Oh, quick! The emergency hatch!
Right.
With a giant crinkling boing, Rocket Pierre springs from the hold as Professor Flash slams the hatch behind him.
Are you all right?
To be with beasts so fierce in such small space is no place.
As they leave Saturn, their catch secure in the hold, little Frida continues her count of the many moons of Saturn.
Oh, let's see. Now there's Iapetus and Titus and Dion and Rhea.
And what was the last?
Golly! The two space banditas are named after Saturn's moons. In fact, there's Rhea and Dion right over there.
Professor Flash, burn the plot, the course between the two moons.
And sure enough, there, floundering not far from Dion, is the familiar merchant craft.
Am is the bullhorn.
And it's the same routine as the banditos suddenly become alive.
Hey, one, it's the gringo frog again, see?
See, what is in the hole, Rocket Frog?
Rocket Frog?
Hey, blast him with the Mexican laser beam, see?
See.
No, you will destroy the precious cargo.
Hey, Pancho, we use the pneumatic tube, see?
Hey, see, it's a good idea. We stuck out all the precious cargo, see?
See.
A long tube is extended from the scoundrel spacecraft, attaching to the outer hatch. The hatch springs open, and the angry Rompa Stomp is sucked into the scoundrel's cockpit.
Rocket Frog, eh? He fixed your little red wacker.
And so ends yet another adventure in the life of Rocket Pierre, Trapper to the Stars.
Da-dum, da-dum, dum, 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 da-dum, ba-dum, ba-bum, 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 Rocket Pierre!